Essay 47, The World's Biggest Membrane, Lewis Thomas. Viewed from the distance of the moon, the astonishing thing about the Earth, catching the breath, is that it is alive. The photograph showed the dry, pounded surface of the moon in the foreground, dead as an old bone. Aloft, floating free beneath the moist, gleaming membrane of bright blue sky, is the rising Earth, the only exuberant thing in this part of the cosmos. If you could look long enough, you would see the swirling of the great drifts of white cloud covering and uncovering the half-hidden masses of land. If you had been looking for a very long geologic time, you could have seen the continents themselves in motion, drifting apart on their crustal plates, held afloat by the fire beneath. It has the organized, self-contained look of a live creature, full of information, marvelously skilled in handling the sun. It takes a membrane to make sense out of disorder in biology. You have to be able to catch energy and hold it, storing precisely the needed amount and releasing it in measured shares. A cell does this, and so do the organelles inside. Each assemblage is poised in the flow of solar energy, tapping off energy from metabolic surrogates of the sun. To stay alive, you have to be able to hold out against equilibrium, maintain imbalance, bank against entropy. And you can only transact this business with membranes in our kind of world. When the Earth came alive, it began constructing its own membrane for the general purpose of editing the sun. Originally, in the time of prebiotic elaboration of peptides and nucleotides from inorganic ingredients in the water on the Earth, there was nothing to shield out ultraviolet radiation except the water itself. The first thin atmosphere came entirely from the degassing of the Earth as it cooled, and there was only a vanishingly small trace of oxygen in it. The formation of oxygen had to await the emergence of photosynthetic cells. Early on, when the level of oxygen had built up to around 1% of today's atmospheric concentration, the anaerobic life of the Earth was the emergence of mutants and oxidative systems and ATP. With this, we were off to an explosive developmental stage, in which great varieties of respiring life, including the multicellular forms, became feasible.